This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has issued a statewide order requiring face masks when in public and around others. The order comes 2 days after he only encouraged facial coverings. He says he changed his mind because of the increasing number of cases and a patchwork of local rules that can confuse residents. Some Colorado counties and many states already have a mandatory mask order. A state law to prevent overcharging for certain necessities during the COVID-19 pandemic goes into effect today, CPR's Mayor Ortega reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed the price gouging bill earlier this week, making it illegal for people to sell things like food, hand sanitizer, and other important resources while Colorado is under a state of emergency. Colorado was one of about 10 states that didn't already have specific laws against price gouging. When the coronavirus pandemic first started, some people started stockpiling, then overcharging for things like toilet paper and medical supplies. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
The FCC has approved the plan to set up a national 3-digit suicide prevention hotline. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
988. That's the number people around the country will be able to dial to get connected to a suicide prevention hotline. However, the new number won't be operational for 2 more years. The FCC took this step because it says the easy-to-remember number will make it simpler for people in crisis to seek help. And it comes as more Coloradans are doing just that. According to the state, the Colorado Crisis Services Line has experienced a 30% increase in call volume since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, the mayor of Savannah responds to Governor Brian Kemp's executive order that bans cities and counties from issuing face mask ordinances. Then, the Republican National Convention will have a much smaller crowd than what Donald Trump wants and will include temperature checks and coronavirus testing. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Colorado's eviction ban expired last month. Advocates worry that countless Coloradans will lose their rental homes as unemployment benefits expire this month. That story in 15 minutes. You're listening to CPR News.